Poorly Read.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
The final episode ever.
Quick change of the melody there.
Yeah,
I can't believe we're at the end of our first book of season two already. I mean, it was only ever going to be four episodes, but still.
Yeah. I can't believe that this book was the success that it was.
I mean...
Do you know what it is? The bones of the story are great, but I always remember this book being, like, really good. And it kind of is. This book is basically everything happening off camera.
Yeah. I know what you mean, because it's such a hugely famous story, and you read it and you're like... That's it.
Yeah.
That's the line, The Witch of the Wardrobe. This big, huge, famous fucking thing. Like, really? I mean, it's like, yeah. You say, it's just fine. It's a nice story, but it became as big as it is. Fuck.
Yeah. It's like it has all the makings of the greatest story that it's fabled to be, but it almost feels like it's written like a pitch for the book, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, so, and then the light shows up, and then, like, they kill the witch, and then, like, there's, like, a battle and stuff, and then this happens, and then, but that's actually how it's written. It's like, so they charged forward after the battle, and it's like, oh, okay. Like, I was thinking I wanted to watch the film after I finished making my notes last night. But I didn't have the time. But I think I might watch it at some point this week.
I mean, we did do all the Harry Potter films after all the Harry Potter books.
I was thinking this, and then I thought, no. Yeah, I do highly recommend, like, there's loads of racist and sexist stuff in it, but I do recommend... If people are interested, just to read, like, all of the books. Because they are pretty good. Especially Voyage of the Dawn Treader. That's very good.
Cool. Maybe cool. I will take your advice.
Yeah, you might enjoy it. You might enjoy getting to the end. Especially the last book, which is the most racist and sexist of all of them.
Well, I can't wait to get to that one. You know how I love discrimination.
At Christmas.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fucking chapter 14, The Triumph of the Witch.
Nice.
Triumph.
The triumph. I was waiting with eager anticipation to hear you say that in a Scouse accent. And I think you did, but I'll give you a solid 7 for that one.
Yeah. A 7's all you need to get by alive.
Yeah. Don't shoot for a 10. Just settle for a 7 that can make you laugh.
I mean, shoot for a 10 and then settle for a 7.
Yeah.
Because you're still in the upper percentile. A 7 is like a pass in everything you can imagine in life.
Yeah.
7 or above is always okay. A 6 is like, a 5 is like, nah.
And anything below a 5.
Yeah. What's the point of even taking the exam? You can only get a D. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, foundation maths GCSE. Anyway, so fucking Aslan says we must move from this place at once.
Yes, we must go to Fords of Beruna, I think he said it was called.
How the fuck did you remember that? I literally, as I said, Aslan says we must move from this place at once. I thought, where are they and why have they got to move?
Well, that's where they're moving to. Where are they and why they're moving, though? That's...
Yeah, that's up to anyone's guess.
That's a horse of a different colour.
Well, that's awesome, a different colour. Snip, snip here, snip, snip there. Chopping off Aslan's mane. That's later in the story. If I said it now,
I'd be insane.
God, yeah, but where are they though? They're at their like
no, they're on.
Camp,
they're
right?
still by the tent because they've just had the conversation with the witch.
Yeah, but they're still by the stone table, I think.
Yeah.
So Aslan's like, we need to move away from here.
Yeah.
Down to the Fords of Beruna.
Yes.
So that I can sneak back later and fulfill my grubby deal with the witch.
Yeah, so I can come back later and be Jesus Lion, or Lion Jesus, or Lizus, or Giant.
Jesus.
Oh, God. What's Aslan backward? Nalsar. That just sounds like a car.
Nalsar.
I think Aslan is actually quite a nice name.
Yeah, so do I. Mighty name.
Yes. Anyway, fucking other story. Right, so Asian... Not Asian. Aslan tells Peter... Aslan tells Peter that as soon as the witch has finished her business, as soon as she's out of the toilet...
She'll give it a little shake.
Yeah, the witch will go back to her house and prepare for the scene. So if you're super quick, you might be able to cut her off. You've got about 30 seconds. Oh, but it depends on how long she wipes for. But Aslan's like, you might be able to cut her off, but maybe not. So Aslan tells Peter plans of how to do the battle. And then Peter's like, aren't you going to be there with us, Aslan? And he's like, maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not. But probably not.
Yes. Yes, all depends on how I'm feeling that day. Because as Jesus, I sometimes do things and I sometimes don't.
Depending on my resurrection.
And by that, I mean how high definition my penis is. but yeah, they fucking go down to the Fords of Beirut or whatever it was called. what are they called? The Fords of Babylon. Fords of...
yeah, Babylon. Beruna, I think.
Yeah, so they go down to the Fords of... I've literally forgotten the name again. They go down to the Fords and they set
just
up
the
camp
Fords.
There. Yeah. Yeah, and Peter's like, why can't we be on the other side of the bank where the witch is not? And then Aslan's like, no, let's stay here.
Yeah, no further explanation. Just no, it'll be fine.
Yes, the water is fresher on this side. How, Aslan? Well, if you look on the other side, 20 feet eastward, there's a dead springbok in the stream. I don't want anyone getting sick. And then Lucy puts up her hand and she's like, I've just learned about eutrophication in school. And he's like, shh. Do you remember learning about that in school?
Nope.
So it's that thing that if like a sheep dies in a river, once you get like 20 feet downstream, the water is okay to drink again because of the dispersion of bacteria and stuff. The rate at which it increases, but to, like in that space... Mate, like, sort of, like, diminishes its toxicity. And it was called eutrophication.
Education on Poorly Read.
Yeah, we're at edutainment now.
Edutainment.
Yeah. Don't name your kids certain names and don't drink water next to a dead sheep. Anyway, fucking, they go to bed, but Susan and Lucy are like, oh, I've got a bad feeling about this. Got a bad feeling in me waters.
My flow is flowing backwards.
And Susan just starts bleeding from the mouth, and Lucy's like, oh, Susan, no.
Not again, Susan.
Did you breathe in too hard again? And Susan's like, yes, well, it's been very difficult to control the process, you see. For in Narnia, they have no humans, so
yeah,
sanitary
yeah,
products are not around. Right now, I've just been trying to plug it with the handkerchief that Mrs. Beaver gave me. Oh, how ironic. The beaver gave me something for my beaver. And
a dam, if you will.
Yeah. Mrs. Beaver gave a damn, so she gave me a damn, and it hasn't worked. Damn. Ah, oh, isn't it ironic?
How did she get here?
A teen girl started her flow. She had no products to use down below. So she got a kerchief from her little beef. She pushed it right up there, and it made her sneeze. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like a sheep dying 20 feet up the stream. It's like drinking the water, but by now it's gotten clean. Oh, God. Anyway, fucking hell. Susan and Lucy can't sleep because they feel sad.
Yes, they have a horrible feeling.
Yes.
Deep down inside.
So they feel sad and then they creep out of their tents to like follow their feeling of sadness.
Follow their feeling of sadness, which the boys don't have. So I guess they just don't give a fuck.
So yeah, they will look outside their tent and they see Aslan walking into the wood and the girls follow. But Aslan at one point goes, why the fuck are you following me?
Girls, what are you doing?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, and we couldn't sleep.
All right, come on then.
Yes. Susan, stay 30 feet behind. You'll attract bears. Yeah, he says, you can come with me too, but you must stop when I tell you to. And they're like, all right, Aslan.
Yeah, all right, Aslan.
So they walk for a while, yeah, and Aslan, like, he's just... he's super sad, so sad that his nose is almost touching the ground because he's bowed in such sorrow. But he asks the girls to fill him up so he doesn't feel so lonely.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. So they start touching him in various places.
Yes.
And he's like, you know where I'm loneliest? And Susan's like, where? And he's like, you see, I have something that I would describe as a lone soldier. It has no comrades, yet it's always standing to attention. Just begging to be released from service.
Can you best your brother?
Can you be the general that my soldier needs? And Susan's like, I'll try my best. So yeah, for a brisk 20 seconds, Susan furiously jerks off Aslan. He spatters all over the forest floor. And Lucy's like, oh, it's some got on my shoe. And he's like, don't worry. My sperm is Jesus' sperm. It'll make your shoes all holy.
They'll be shinier than you've ever seen them.
Yes, I've blessed them. You have blessed shoes now, Lucy. So yeah, Aslan's like, oh, thank you. And then he says, right, now this is where we must part. Go hide, and whatever you do, don't be seen.
Yes.
So he walks forward, and then there's like a little bad man party going on around the stone table.
Yeah, the witch is there, the leader of all the bad men.
Literally, the entire solid crew. And Oxido Neutrino decided to show up. And then he's like, oh, fuck, I've been shot. And the queen's like, can everyone just stop getting shot?
Well, it wouldn't be a poorly read episode without some 90s music references. Anyway, they had 21 seconds to tie Aslan to the table.
They got 21 seconds to tie him to the table. Got 21 seconds to cut off all his fur. And then here is purr, but big cats do not purr, because I can't do it today. I'm stumped.
I mean, it's quick, high tempo lyrics, to be fair. You set yourself a real challenge.
I don't even know what she says. I just know that bit. I got 21 seconds to make the mic. I got 21 seconds to say what I gotta say. Because I'm down here today. Because I only got 21 seconds to go. There is a Vescala. Worship the devil. Where is my Vescala?
Yeah, so they all do a little rendition of that, but no one can quite remember the lyrics.
Oh, God. No, so yeah, there's just like ghosts and ghouls and...
Ghosts and ghouls and goblins.
Yes, which is... I guess they're not witches. I think the witch is the only witch.
Yeah.
The witch is the only witch in this sitch. She was riding on her broomstick and then fell in a ditch. She climbed out of the ditch. She had a little itch and turned out to be chlamydia. Oh, what a bitch. Oh, because she's such a slut. I'm not slut shaming her, but it is very true. So why not make light to it? Oh God, anyway, so fucking the witch is like, tie him up. So they tie him up.
Yeah, they tie him up, they muzzle him, tie him down to the table, and then she's like, let him be shaved.
Yes, but I want you to shave him with a pair of spoons. And they're like, fuck it out. Okay, anyway, so fucking he's shorn like a sheep. Not like Shaun the Sheep, who's a very... He's the opposite of Aslan in every way, really.
Yeah.
And who's also dead. But it's okay, because he died 20 feet upstream. anyway, so fucking... And Aslan's all like Shaun, and then the witch is like, look, even the great beast is now not a great beast anymore. And then she whispers in Aslan's ear, and she's like, you're such an idiot. Like, you think you're sacrificing yourself for Edmund... You think you're brave and noble, but what do you think's going to stop me from... Like, that will appease the deep magic. What's going to stop me from killing Edmund anyway? You fucking...
Bad end. And then the chapter ends.
Does it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? My notes are so, like... I didn't put in the spaces that I usually do. So there's kind of just one massive, like, glob of, like, writing. So I just was like, oh, I can't look at it.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't look at it. Don't make me.
Chapter 15. Deeper magic from before the dawn of time.
Uh-huh.
So, yet again, off camera, the witch kills Aslan. Yeah. And then the witch rallies her people and says they were now set about ending this war and crushing their enemies.
Yeah, the evil rabble storms down the hill. Right past the hiding place of the girls where they're hiding in the bush Aslan told them to hide in.
And then the girls emerge from the bushes and they're like, Aslan! And they jump on him and start crying and kissing him and...
Desperately trying to tug him off one last time to see if it brings him back to life.
Yes, touching his rigor mortis, turgid pee-pee. Susan's like, maybe if I put my mouth on it. But Lucy's like, oh, Susan, no, I don't think it works
oh,
like
Susan,
that.
Oh, Susan, you're just embarrassing yourself. Yes. Have some dignity, for goodness sake.
Also, don't forget you're bleeding from your mouth. And then, yeah, like, they stay on the hill for hours crying over this lion, but they only met, like, a couple of hours
ago. Yeah, but he's had a profound impact on them.
Yes. I mean, it would.
The kind of things he made them do.
Yes.
Have a deep impact on anyone.
Yeah, he did bless Lucy's shoes. He did. So she's like, I've never had such nice shoes. So they stand on the hill for hours.
Fucking hours and hours. They take his muzzle off and untie him and weep over
his
corpse.
Untie him. They try and untie
him. Oh, yeah, they try to untie him, which I have in fact written. I just tried to read it too quickly.
Yes. Don't ever try and do anything too quickly. You'll make a mess.
End up with blessed shoes.
Oh, you fucking blessed my shoes. Oh, sorry, mate.
I tried to do it too quick.
And they're fucking suede. Gonna have to fucking chuck them in the bin. By the way, never wear suede shoes to a nightclub. It's one of the worst mistakes of my life. Then fucking meese come along. Little meese.
Little meese.
Yeah, little brown furry meese. And then Susan's like, go away or come closer. Make up your mind. She lays back, pulls the sodden handkerchief from her nethers and spreads her legs wide. And she's like, Lucy, make the meese go away, but also direct them in this general direction. I'm holding up my phone so you can see, because I know it's dark still.
Oh, Susan, you've become awfully strange.
No, it's okay. It's a rotary phone.
I've just sellotaped a torch to it.
Yes, the fiery kind, because obviously, like, you know, AA batteries are quite hard to come by in this day and age and yeah. in this country.
So if you had the, so if you had a fire torch, why did you need the phone at all?
So I could put my finger in the dial and do the ching bit, and then you'd hear the noise, and then the mice would get excited by that, all run over to find out what I was dialing. And then they'd accidentally get caught in my mousetrap.
That's why they call it a pussy.
And this pussy hasn't eaten for days. And I was going to be like, faster, pussycat, kill, kill. And the mice would have all chomped out my... Well, the breaking down of my uterial walls. But once they'd cleaned me out, getting proper, I would have said, thank you, Mr. Meese and Lady Meese, if there happened to be some amongst you. You're a great service. And then she uses the torch to set fire to them all. Yeah. And Lucy just puts her hands to her face in an imitation of that painting of The Scream. And she's like, Susan, what are you doing? And she's like, you know what, Lucy? Ever since I've been in Narnia, I've just felt like a different woman. Anyway, I can't have these mice telling everyone what they did. I don't want to think I'm a dirty little whore. Even though I am, Lucy.
I know, Susan. I saw the whole thing. You made me watch.
I saw the whole thing by torchlight. Yeah.
By phone light.
Yes. See, I brought my own rotary phone, so you called me while it was happening, and you made me listen. So I saw it by the torchlight, and then 20 feet away, I could also hear. But it's okay, the water was clean by then. So...
Oh my god, hey, I can't believe how much mileage you got out of that, like, science fact.
Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, so there, all the mice are arriving. Susan tries to shoo, but Lucy says, no, Susan, look, they're helping.
They're chewing Aslan's bonds. How queer.
Yes, now we won't ever be able to cash them in. So fucking, the mice fucking chew through the bonds. They chew through the ties that bind. And then they're like, oh, look, he looks better now. He hasn't got ropes on him. And then the mice go away.
Yeah. And then they're getting very cold, so they start wandering around until the sun comes up.
Yeah, and when the sun comes up, they hear a massive crack. And Susan's like, sorry. But Lucy turns around, and she sees that the stone table is cracked in two. And then she's like, oh no, if they come back to take the body of Aslan, they can do even more bad things to it. And then they're like, oh, maybe it's more magic they took him. And then Aslan says yes.
Yes. Yes. More magic, Susan.
Lucy, give him a bless you.
I'm not dead anymore.
Yes, look, I've come back, and somehow I'm cooler than ever before.
Who wants their shoes blessed?
Yes. Anyway, Lion come, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. So, yeah, he's like, yes, I'm back, and better than ever. Yeah, he licks Lucy's forehead.
Yes, the warmth of his breath that hung about his mane came all over her. That's what the book says. And says, may you be blessed.
And then they're like, what happened? And he's like, darling, I wish you didn't know that if you kill a willing victim who had not been a traitor in a traitor's stead, the table would crack and death itself would start working backwards. And Lucy's like, oh, it would like turn back time? And he's like, oh, Lucy, it surely would. Now you can see it worked really good. I know that that witch hurt me. Dun, dun, dun. She stabbed me with a special knife. But what she didn't know, Susan, is that she's giving me a second life. And she turned back. See, I found this way. Is deeper magic than she knew of, 'cause she's gay. And then they play about for a bit.
They play about for a bit, and he says, "Hold on, girls, I feel I'm going to roar."
Yes.
And he simply can't contain himself.
Yeah, he's like, "Rawr."
And purr.
No, cats that roar can't purr, and vice versa.
Oh. Okay, then. He does it like the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz. Just... yeah.
Because I am Aslan of the Blessed Shoes. And I'm king. King of what? Of the Jews.
The Lion Jews.
Yeah, the Loos, we call them. We did try Giants, but it got confusing because everyone would assume they were 20 feet tall. But then once we explained, the man was like, "Oh, I understand. Okay, yes, you'll all fit on this train that's going to the zoo." Look, we've got elephants here too. We've got a sad elephant, one with really big ears who's been separated from his mother. But don't worry, that's common in practice here. Anyway, fucking hell, he's like, "Look, we've got a long journey, so you must ride on me."
"Ride me, ladies."
"Yes, get on my back and rub yourselves raw."
So they do, and he stampedes towards the witch's home.
So, yeah, they arrive at a castle, and it's a witch's home.
Yes.
Like, "Get ready, girls, I'm going to fucking do the feet."
"Are you going to bless my shoes again, Aslan?"
"No."
"It's a different kind of feet."
"Yes. A one with an A in."
Yeah.
Anyway, so fucking, he leaps over the castle wall, and they're like, "Fuck yeah, that was a feat." And he's like, "I told you."
Now we're in chapter 16. What happened about the statues?
Yes, what happened about the statues? So they're like, "Okay, so Narnia needs massive reform. First of all, I think we should take away the guns from the talking pigs.
They only use them for trouble."
"Yes. They always seem to use them on the sheep, and there will come a point where we just have no more fresh drinking water." they're in the courtyard and they see all the stone animals, and Aslan breathes on them all and they all come back to life.
Yeah, the stone burns away.
Aslan wakes all the statues up and they're all like, "Fucking hell."
"Yeah, fucking hell, Aslan. Cheers, mate." Bloody hell.
And they find Mr. Tumnus, and Aslan wakes him up, and Mr. Tumnus is like, "Oh, Lucy, so good to see you again."
"Oh, Lucy. Thank you for rescuing me."
And they all go back into the courtyard, and Aslan looks after the giant, and he goes, "Giant, what's your name?" And the giant goes, "My name is Rumblebuffin." And he's like, "No, really."
"I shit you not, Aslan."
Yeah. It was either going to be Rumblebuffin or...
Bumbleruffin.
Yeah, Rumblebuffin or Bumbleruffin. She was going to call me Jaffa Cake Dodger McVitie.
But there were some copyright issues with that.
Yeah. So Dad said, "Why don't we call him Lion's Golden Syrup?"
And that sounds like, "Well, if you want to see a lion's golden syrup."
And he's like, "Oh, Bumble Ruffin, can you open the gate for us?" And he's like, "Oh, you sure he can?" And he opens the gate. And then they say, "Let's go to the battle. We must find the battle.
We must find the battle. Where's the battle? Lucy, show me where the battle is. Use your enchanted shoes."
Yes. So she like clicks her shoes together, and then they all disappear and reappear at the edge of the battlefield. No fucking hell. So they run from the courtyard. They find the battle that's ensuing in a field. And yeah, the witch is fighting Peter, and all the other bad men are fighting the good man.
Yeah, man.
So the witch is fighting Peter, and then Aslan's like, right, that's enough.
And right.
Charges down the hill. Yeah. Jumps on the witch and kills her off screen. And then the rest of the people join in, and then it's like the battle was over in a couple of minutes. There was only a few bad men left, and they ran.
Run away, it's chapter 17 now.
Yeah. I tried to think of a Seth Solid song that was about running away, and I was like, no, that's the cause. anyway. Chapter 17, The Hunting of the White Stag.
Nice. That morphed for about 5 different accents.
It's okay. I'm very international. I'm an international man of mystery. So Peter goes to Aslan and says, oh, mate, it was all Edmund's doing. He managed to smash the witch's wand before she could turn any more of our people into stone. He's terribly wounded, though. He's got no buttocks left. And Aslan's like, Lucy, use your potion. She's like, no.
Use your potion on your brother's buttocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she goes and administers the healing potion to Edmund's butt. And then Aslan's like, there are
other butts that need healing.
There are other butts that need your tender touch, Lucy. Go to them.
So she's like, oh, God. So they go around this battle and heal everyone. Yeah, she seems like really like a child. I don't care, and I can't be arsed. I've been walking all day. I know my shoes are blessed, but my feet hurt.
I don't want to go around touching people's butts. Yes. Aslan's like, you took the blessed shoes. You knew your responsibility.
Yes, you took this jar of marmalade from Santa. You knew what you had to do with it. She's like, oh my God, I wish I wasn't a Christian anymore. And he's like, what? She's like, nothing. I love my blessed shoes. Anyway, fucking hell, Aslan brings all the statues back to life on the battlefield.
Yeah.
And, when Lucy goes back to see Edmund, he's all back on his feet again, looking better than ever. And more like his old self. More like the old self that he was before he got sent to that wretched school, it says, where he'd first started to go wrong. So obviously he'd been gone to a boarding school or something where he got treated like shit.
Yeah. And Aslan made him a knight.
Yeah. Aslan says, now you will be dark forever.
To counterbalance Lucy's shiny blessed shoes.
Yes. But you know what that means? You can't stay in Narnia.
Or you have to go to that other country.
Yes. We've got a boat waiting for you and your comrades. You'll be tightly packed, I'm not going to lie.
But there'll be work for you when you reach your destination.
Yes.
Wages.
You'll have Sundays off. Because it is the Lord's Day. It's my day. Yeah. Anyway, don't touch my paws. So that night, Aslan feeds them all like Jesus. We don't know where we got the food from or how he made so much.
Yes, why is it all bread and fish?
Yes. Why is it all fucking toast and sardines?
Yeah.
And anyway, in a few days later, they're in fucking Caer Paravel, and Aslan crowns them all, and he's like, once a king and queen of Narnia, or it's a king and queen of Narnia.
Yes, they get thrones and scepters, and they give great honours to all of their friends who helped them in the battle.
Yeah, they're like, you can get a jar of jelly beans, you get a box of miniature heroes. And for you, Mr. Tavernus, you get an endless supply of cream eggs. And he's like, oh, thank you so much, Lucy. Or he shouts, scoop all the goo out, put it in a bathtub, and lay inside it forever. He's like, do it. And take pictures. If you don't have a camera in this world, then get a young boy from Steerage to sketch you. But one leg only. Anyway, Aslan quietly slips away during the revelry of that night, and Mr. Beaver says, oh, he'll come and go, he has other countries to tend to.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot there's other countries. like that are not Narnia but are in like Narnia land.
Yeah, Narnia is just because when he like gives birth to Narnia, it's spoken about as if Narnia is the entire land, that like there was nothing before that, and Aslan gives birth to Narnia, but also Narnia is just the name of this one country in the whole land, and there are other countries called different things.
Yeah, because obviously there's Telmar, and then there's the country that Prince Caspian's from. I can't remember what that's called, but Prince Caspian is fit. Just thought I'd slip that in there.
Oh.
Was
Prince Caspian okay with that?
Ah, he should be.
He fucking loved it.
I'm assuming, with a name like Caspian, I would just assume that he's like a friendly ghost.
Yeah.
Cheap comedy.
He was quite spooky, at least.
Yes, look, he spooked all over my shoes. Are they blessed? No, just dirty. Damn it. I told you not to wear suede shoes to the club. Oh, yeah, you did.
After a while, all was done. They made good laws, saved trees, and liberated young dwarves and satyrs from being sent to school. Which seemed like an odd thing to me.
Yeah, but why? So I guess it's be ignorant and
I guess school, yeah, you know, school is an evil place for children. But, like, it's really not.
It depends.
It depends on the nature of the school, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're denying people education to me.
Yeah. And you would always be poor. And we will always be rich in Care Paravel. And you will never know that we tax you too much to pay for the repairs of the castle. And that is why they call me Peter the Useless.
Peter the Shrewd.
Ah, yes. Like, I guess they're each like a different house, aren't they? So Peter would be obviously Gryffindor, Susan's Ravenclaw, Edmund is Slytherin, and Lucy is Hufflepuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that four-personality dynamic goes back a long way.
Yeah. So as the years passed, they lived in great joy and only remembered their old lives as a dream. Then one year, Mr. Tumnus came to them as a middle-aged man and said the white stag had been seen in his parts.
The white stag's been seen around these parts.
And they're like, ooh, because if you catch the white stag, he grants you wishes.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, let's go find the white stag. So they would get a party together. They're like, let's go find the white stag. And they go find the white stag. And then they find the white stag. But then the white stag's like, no, thank you. And then he runs.
Bye.
I don't want to grant wishes today. And then they give chase. And then the other people's horses get tired. But those four, their horses are not tired. Then they get to a thicket where the horses couldn't go on. So Edmund says, we must follow on foot, and they do.
Yes, until they come to a vertical bar of metal with a light abuzz on the top of it, or
and
something.
Susan's like, oh, I've missed this, and she takes off all her clothes, greases the pole, and starts dancing up on it. And Edmund and Peter are like, I feel a stirring I've not felt ever before for a sibling. Apart from that one time, Edmund, where we got desperate and did that thing where I just rub my pee-pee in between your closed legs. And everyone's like, shh. Look, it was winter harvest. We were very drunk. What's a winter harvest? Well, it's when you scoop up all the snow. Oh, God. So after Susan's finished dancing, everyone claps. And then they all have a bad feeling about going on. They all feel that if they carry on past the post, they should find even with more adventures or a great change in their fortunes. And Susan's like, I think we should go back. And Susan was in the right.
Just like she said at the beginning of the book, when they first arrived in Narnia. She was like, I think we should go back. And the others convinced her not to.
Oh, so she was right this one time.
I really like the way they talk now.
Yes, they all talk like posh kings of past.
Yeah, their old-timely voices. It's awesome. I wish I could do it, but I can't.
Yeah, I wish I'd written down an example of what they said.
Yeah. And I wish I could just talk like that fluently, like if I wanted to, but I just can't.
Tom, if you did, I wouldn't be your friend.
Not all the time, just when I wanted to.
But yeah, the others are like, nah, let's go on. We need to find the white stag. So they carry on. And then at some point in the journey through the figure, Edmund remembers that thing they saw is called a lamppost. And then all of a sudden, they tumble out of the wardrobe.
Yeah, I guess back being kids again.
Yeah, and no time has passed. Mrs. McCready didn't go into the room. It turns out she's still talking outside. It's the same day and the same minute of which they left.
Yeah. And they still, like, remember it because they go and tell the professor about it.
Yeah.
I feel like that would really fuck you up.
I can't think of anything I would regret more than fucking walking past that lamppost.
What, and, like, coming back to regular
life?
Yeah,
think of how much the real world sucks. And yeah. You were, a monarch in a, like, quite happening land.
It was a happening place.
Yeah, it was. It must be how Meghan Markle feels. But yeah, the professor's like, well, you know that you'll never get back to Narnia the same way. But you will return someday, once a king or queen of Narnia, always a king or queen of Narnia. But you mustn't go chasing a way to get back. It'll happen when you least expect it. And you mustn't talk about it between yourselves or in front of other people. But other people might also have stories about how they got there. And you'll be able to tell because they'll have a mark on their forehead. And you'll be like, yes, there's someone I feel like I can really have a good conversation and a cause with.
Yes, exactly. Look at all the brands you four have on your foreheads.
Yes. Let me give you this book. And then that's the end.
End of the tale, but if the professor was right, it was only the beginning of the adventures of Narnia.
And he was right, because it was the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I literally think the next installment, they're at the train station about to go back to London, and the train, as it whizzes past, they see on the other side of the windows greenery and the blue sky and stuff, and then all the steam like rolls over and they're back in Narnia. They're like, fucking hell, we just got out of there.
Oh, is it the same characters in the next book?
Yes.
Huh.
Because Prince Caspian's the one after this.
All right, but it's not, the whole series isn't based around those four, is it?
No, after this, I can only think of it in chronological order. So obviously the Magician's Nephew, none of them were born yet, and then this happened, and then the Horse and His Boy is the next one. And that happens while they're still kings and queens of Narnia. And I think they're, like, visiting one of the other countries on, like, a diplomatic trip or something like that.
Oh, so they're not really in it?
No, they're just, like, there's one scene, I think, where Lucy and Susan are having tea with the monarch of... They're doing, like, queen shit. And then Prince Caspian happens, so all four of them go back. And then the Voyage of the Dawn Treader, I think, is next, and that features I think Edmund might be in that one, but I don't know. That features a new character, two new characters, and I think one of them goes to the same school as Edmund or something like that. And then in Silver Chair, the girl from Voyage of the Dawn Treader goes back. And then in the last battle, what happens in the last... I think in the last battle, Edmund and Lucy end up going back somehow. And then right at the end, Peter comes back. But Susan doesn't come back because she's become a grown woman now and doesn't believe that Narnia was ever real. And now she's interested in makeup and dresses. And that's bad, apparently. So, yeah. I could be wrong in all those facts. But, yeah. Anyway, fucking hell. Hope you enjoyed that final episode of this podcast that you're listening to right now. Yeah. If you didn't, and it is as off the rails as it felt as we were recording, then I apologise. But hopefully you got your japes and your jollies. And you're looking forward to next week where we're starting Twilight.
Yeah.
Yes. Bitey, bitey, sucky, sucky. So yeah, fucking hell. Tom, where can they check us out, man?
Bloody hit us up on Instagram and or Twitter. We're Poorly Read Pod on both.
Yeah, or fucking visit us on our Patreon, which you should do, because our Patreon's awesome. And you'll like it. You'll like it as much as Tom loves sardines on toast. It's Poorly Read of the Movies. We give you the Poorly Read treatment, your favourite films, on the first and third Friday of every month. It's $3.99 a month. And it's at patreon.com/poorlyread.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll like it more than I like sardines on toast. Hopefully it won't just be something you had years ago with your grandparents and then kind of remember. And you can, of course, email us or any and all of your things at poorlyread@gmail.com.
Yes, so without further ado, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And for the final time, Narnia. Don't go there, 'cause you might not come back, Dana, unless you go into the thicket chasing that stag. And then you end up falling through the cupboard at Christmas.
There it is. Now it's going on the album.